Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samachasam and Aleph. We're holding five lines in the bottom on Samach Zainam Abeis. So says the Gemara, Kolam b'miklois. We said that the Kohen Gadol, when he would take the bodies of the par and the sire, and he would braid them together. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained that he braids the actual animals together, not that he puts them on braided poles. Kimin klia. Rather, he braids the animals like a braid. That's what he does with the animals. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that lo hayu menatcha nituach basar ayla, he wouldn't cut them up like he does by an ayla, meaning by taking off the skin, ela ar al gabe basar. Rather, it would get cut up, when it would get burnt, it would get cut up, but it wouldn't get skinned. The skin remained on the basar. Menani mili, how do we know that's the din? The Tana, because we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Aymer, Rabbi said, the Nemer can, it says with regards to the parent of Yom Kippur, or ubasar, uferesh, the Nemer, and it also says regarding the Par Kain Mashiach, it says Ar Ubasar Uferesh. So it says the same lashon. So Ma Lahalan, just like when it comes to the Par Kain Mashiach, Ayidei Nituach V'lo Ayidei Hefshit, it gets cut up and it doesn't get skinned. So Afkan Ayidei Nituach V'lo Ayidei Hefshit. So to hear that's the din. So the makar for the Par and the Sawyer of Yom Kippur is from the Par Kain Mashiach. Says the Gemara of Hasamin Alan, and how do we know with regards to the Parka and Mashiach that that's the din, that it gets cut up, but it doesn't get skinned? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, with regards to the Parka and Mashiach, Vikir Bayufir Shay Vahaitzi, so Malami Shamaitziu Shalem, so the Pasuk's Mashma, that's all in one piece. It's Vahaitzi, not Vahaitziu, it's Vahaitzi, so it's all in one piece. Yachal Yisar Fanu Shalem, I might think that it also gets burnt while it's in one piece, Venemar Khan, so says the Braisa, then no, because Nemar Khan, Rishay, Vikrav, v'nemer lahalan reishai ukrav. It says over here its head and its feet, and it says also by the carbon isla the same lashon. So mal lahalan aydei nituach. So we learn now from a carbon isla to the parakayin mashiach. Just like an isla gets cut up, afkan aydei nituach. So to here when it gets burnt, it gets cut up. Imal lahalan lidei hefshit afkan aydei hefshit. So I might think to learn from the carbon isla that it also gets skinned. Tamul leimer v'kir b'yupirshay. So my tamudo, how do you see from this that it doesn't get skinned? Amar Papa, the Papa explained that Kishem Shapir should be cared by Kach Pesara Ba'irai. Because if you look in the whole Pasuk, it says, Vesairai, Vesar Hapar, Veskol Besarai, and then it says, also after that, it says, Valkra Vikirba Yufirshai. So we compare the relationship between the Peresh, which is the waste, and that it stays inside the animal, so too the Basar stays inside the Ar. That's the Drasha, that the Basar doesn't get, that the animal doesn't get skinned, the Basar stays inside the Ar, and you don't take off the R. So therefore, it comes out, we learn from the carbon isla to the parakoyim mashiach that it gets cut, but it also doesn't get skinned, and then from the parakoyim mashiach, we learn to the parandisari of Yom Kippur that they also get cut up and they don't get skinned. So we said in the Mishnah, that when does the tumah kick in for those that take it out, for those that take out the parandisari to burn it, so the Tanakhama said it kicks in as soon as they leave the Azara. Reb Shimon says that the tumah kicks in only once the fire burns most of the animals. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban, and we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says regarding the Par and the Sari Vim Kippur, it says, Yaitzi al michutz l'machane. It says, you take it out of the machane, v'sarf when they burn it. So it's mashma only outside of one machane. Just leave the Azara, leave the machane Shechina, and then you burn it. However, we know that can't be the case, because lahalana tanaisin lam shalosh machaneis. Because over there, when it comes to the other Paraman Israfim, when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach, and when it comes to the Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur, also known as the Par Eida, so over there it says lahedi that you're supposed to take it, we'll see. Over there we know that the din is that you take it out of three machanais. The kana to naisin lehem machana achanas. And you mean to tell me that here the Torah is saying that you only take it out of one machana? We know that it can't be because we know that their dinam are the same, like we had before. So why does the Torah say to take it out of the machana, which is mashma only outside of one machana? We know that really it's supposed to get taken out of three. So why does the Torah say outside of one? Like when the teach us that kevin shiyatza chutzal machana achas metame begodim. The Torah is coming to teach us about when the Tumah kicks in, that the Tumah kicks in as soon as they leave one Machne, as soon as they leave the Azara, which is what the Tanakhama in our Mishnah said. So, and that's and this is all because we know that it's really supposed to be taken out of three Machneis. How do we know that? From the Paraman Israfim. So it says the Gemara Bahasam Minalan, and how do we know by the Paraman Israfim that they're supposed to get taken out of three Machneis? The Tanakh, because we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Vaitzi Eskola Par. So that teaches us, Chutz L'Shalosh Machnais. It says the Braisa, to Aymer Chutz L'Shalosh Machnais, it gets taken out of three. Ayayna El Chutz L'Machna Achas. Maybe it really just means one. Meaning, how do you know that when the Torah says, by the Parakai Mashiach, Vahitzi Eskola Par, that it means outside of three Machnais? Just says the Gemara, because Kishu Aymer B'Para Eda, when it says, by the Parahelm Davar Shal Tzibur, El Michutz L'Machna, it says over there again, El Michutz L'Machna. Shein Tamul Aymer, we don't need the Torah to tell us that. Shairei Kvar Nemer V'Sarafa Yisaykash. The Torah says to do with it what you did with the Parakai Mashiach. So if we know that the Parakai Mashiach is supposed to get burnt outside the Machna, so that means we already know by default that the Par Ha'eda is also supposed to get taken out of the Machna. So why does the Torah tell us to take it out of the Machna? It must be to add an additional Machna. They don't just take it out of one, take it out of two. And with regards to the Haitzah Sadeshan, when the Torah says again, which again over there the Torah did not need to tell us that the deshen gets from when it builds up on the mizbeach, that when it gets too much that it gets taken out of the machna. We don't need the Torah to tell us that. Sharei kvar namar, because the pasuk already says with regards to the parman israfim al shefech hadeshen that it gets taken out to the place that the deshen by hoitzas hadeshen gets put. So if we know already that the parman israfim get taken out of the machna, so that means we know by default that the deshen also gets taken out of the machna. So why does the Torah say mechutz machna? It must be to add even another machne, meaning a third machne. So that's the makar that the parma and the srafim get taken out of three machnais. And then we learn out from there that huadin, the par and the sarev and kippur, they also get taken out of three machnais. So we said, so why does the Torah say by the par and the sarev that it gets taken out of the machne and mashma only one machne? So that's what we said to teach us that that's when the tumah kicks in. As soon as they leave one machne, as soon as they leave that zara, that's when the tumah kicks in. So says the Gemara of Reb Shimon, who holds that the tumah only kicks in once the rive of the par and the sarev get burned. So, what is he darshan with this that the pasuk says by the par and the sire of Yom Kippur? It says mechutz amachne. He uses it for the following drasha that we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yezer Aimer nemar ka mechutz amachne v'nemar lahalom mechutz amachne. It says both with regards to the par and the sire of Yom Kippur mechutz amachne, and it says with regards to the par aduma mechutz amachne. So, makan chutz l'shalosh machne. It's just like over here we know, like we just said, it gets taken out of three machneis af lahalom. So too with regards to the par aduma. It gets burned chutz l'shalosh machnais. It gets taken out of three machnais. Uman lahalam b'mizracha shal Yerushalayim. And just like by the paraduma, it gets taken to the east of Yerushalayim, like it says in the pasuk. So afkan here too also with regards to the paranasari of Yom Kippur. Where do they get burnt? B'mizracha shal Yerushalayim. They get burnt on the east side of Yerushalayim. Meaning all we said is that they get taken out of three machnais, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. But which direction? So we learn now from paraduma that it gets taken out to the east. V'rabbanan hecha, so lefida tanakama of Nar Mishnah, that he doesn't have this limit from Paraduma. So which direction outside of Yerushalayim do the Paraman Israfim, all of them really, get burnt? Says the Gemara, V'rabbanan hecha saraflu, says the Gemara, k'detanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that hecha nisrafim, where do the Paraman Israfim get burnt? Litzfayna shal Yerushalayim v'chotz l'shalosh machnais, to the north of Yerushalayim, outside of three machnais. Rashi explains to the north, because it's a chatas, and a chatas, that's the din of a chatas always, is that all of its avodas are done in the north of the Azara, so too it makes sense that the Sreifa, we don't have a pasuk for it, but it makes sense that the Sreifa of it should be also to the north, in the north outside of Yerushalayim, to the north side. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, he has another halacha, that a beis hadeshen is rafin. It also has to be a beis hadeshen, meaning you have to take the deshen from the Mizbeach. We said that that's the place where they would bring out the deshen when it got built up, piled up too much on the Mizbeach. They would bring it to this place also. So Rabbi Yaisi is telling us a halacha that before you burn the parman israfim, you also have to put some of the actual ashes in that place, so that it should be called a beis hadeshen. As the pasuk says, shefech hadeshen, so you have to put actual ashes there. Amar Rava, Rava comments that Mantana the Polygalid Rabbi Yossi, it's mashab that this is like Rabbi Yossi's chiddush, but that he's coming to be lafuke someone else, that someone else is chiddush on him. So who is the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yossi? He says, Rav, I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov. It's Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov. The Tani we learned in Avraiso, Al Shefech HaDeshen Yisarev. So the Tanakama Darshan, Shiyahe L'Sham Deshen, that you have to have Deshen there, you have to put ashes there, like Rabbi Yossi just taught us. And Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov Aimer, he says, no, Al Shefech HaDeshen teaches us, Shiyahe Mekayme Meshupach, that it should be a slanted area, that the ground should be slanted, and al shefach hadeshen is referring to the ashes of the parim ha-nisrafim themselves. That it should be a shefach hadeshen, that when you put, that when you burn it, then the ashes should fall down. So that's what the pasuk's teaching us. It says, Rava, you see that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov seems to be chalik on the Tanakama and hold that you don't need to put ashes there before you burn the parim ha-nisrafim. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the Tana that's chalik on Rabbi Yossi. Amar le Abaye says, no, it's not a raya. V'dim avim koymei meshupachu de pligi. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is masking to the Tanakama's drasha, he's just coming to add a second din, that it should also be mekoymei meshupach. And they're having a machlaikas, the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov are just having a machlaikas about this second din of whether or not you need mekoymei meshupach. That the Tanakama holds you don't need it, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds you do need it, but it really could be that everybody holds you need to put ashes there first, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is not the name of the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yossi.